Quad amputee cornhole player indicted on first-degree murder charges, lawyer claims self-defense, kill or be killed. By Dylan Gwynn on April 13, 2026. The quadruple amputee cornhole pro who allegedly shot and killed a passenger in his car and later dumped the body has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges in the case. A Maryland grand jury handed down the indictment to Dayton Weber, 27, on Friday. On Monday, Weber's attorney asserted that his client acted in self-defense in what was, he says, a kill-or-be-killed confrontation. He had to kill or be killed. That's what this case is, said Weber's attorney, Hamad Martin. I think the evidence is going to be clear that this was not planned. Something that was not premeditated, the attorney added. This was someone in fear who did not know how to handle a situation that was such a traumatic event. This has always been a self-defense case. He is not guilty. Weber is accused of having a hand in the death of 27-year-old Bradrick Michael Wells, who police say Weber killed during an argument. Police say Weber shot Wells while the victim was riding in the passenger's side seat of the cornhole player's vehicle. Weber allegedly turned to two passengers in the back seat of his Tesla and asked them to help pull Wells from the vehicle. They refused and got out of the vehicle. Weber then drove off with the victim still in the car. Prosecutors sharply dispute the idea that Weber's shooting of Wells was a case of self-defense. We're dealing with a homicide, said Charles County Deputy State's Attorney Karen Piper Mitchell. Somebody lost their life, and from that base perspective, our job is to make sure we put the case together. Weber became the first quadruple amputee in the history of the American Cornhole League, and went pro during the 2021-2022 season. According to the Baltimore Watchdog, eventually climbing the ranks to become the best player in Maryland, the New York Post reports. Weber could face life in prison if convicted. A trial date has not yet been set.